It's been almost 3 months since Kathy Black took over as chancellor of the New York City Public Schools. Since then, the former publishing executive has had a crash course in education and politics. She's been sharply scrutinized for a couple of gaffes. And only 17% of city voters approved of her in a recent Quinnipiac University poll. WNYC's Beth Fertig spent some time with Black recently to see how she's adjusting to her job.
Anyone who's ever been a student knows what it's like when an important visitor is ushered into the classroom.
Give a nice warm welcome to Chancellor Black.
Backs go straighter. Everyone is on their best behavior. The chancellor is visiting World Journalism Prep, a combined middle and high school in Auburndale, Queens. It's a seventh grade science class, and the kids are studying plate tectonics. Black seems a little unsure about how to connect.
And what are you trying to do with it?
We're trying to answer these questions.
Uh-huh. And are they hard?
Black doesn't ask about plate tectonics. She doesn't mention the Japanese earthquake. Instead, at this high-performing school, she brings up one of her favorite subjects.
Everybody going to go to college?
Yes.
Do we think a lot about that here?
Yes.
Great. Glad to hear it. See you later. Have a good day. Thanks for the visit.
Black's next stop is the student publications room. She sits down by a computer terminal and talks with a girl who's editing an opinion column.
Uh-huh. Meaning thinking about who's your audience, if you will, like who's going to be reading it. And what are you writing something literally right now?
The editor, Shazia Rahman, is a senior. When Black questions her about her graduation plans, she says she'll be attending York College in Queens this fall.
Do you know what you might want to major in? Probably English, maybe, or journalism?
Minor in journalism, but definitely major in English. Uh-huh. So,
it's a great... I was an English major.
Oh?
Yeah. And I think, you know, if anything, it just... Having writing skills, no matter what area you go into, is really, really valuable. You seem very articulate.
Black says conversations like these aren't just about small talk. The city's four-year graduation rate has risen to around 60%. Yet, she notes, the state believes fewer than half of those students are ready for college based on their test scores.
When I get up in the morning, that's what I think about. You know, what are we going to do to prepare our kids more effectively for college? What are we going to do to move the curriculum through the system? What are we going to do with teacher effectiveness, teacher evaluations, having the best teachers in every single class?
Teacher effectiveness and college readiness. Those are among the buzzwords in education reform these days from Washington, D.C. to Albany. And Black uses them often. As we ride in a town car on the way back to Manhattan, the chancellor describes how she starts her day.
I skim the newspapers. I get into this car at about 7:30, 7:45. It takes me about 20 minutes to get down to the office. I do my BlackBerry, check in what's happening, and then I am full tilt the entire day, you know, starting from 8:30 until... You know, whenever it ends. I mean, last night was...
Black has had some especially long days lately. In her second month, a panel controlled by the mayor voted to phase out more than 20 low-performing schools. When Black attended the public hearings, she was booed. At one of the hearings, Black briefly let her annoyance show.
I cannot speak if you are shouting.
When audience members responded with sarcasm, she dished it right back.
Oh...
Black also made a now notorious joke about birth control during a meeting with parents in Lower Manhattan who were worried about overcrowded schools. The chancellor says she's made a few, quote, dumb blunders, but she says she doesn't take any of the criticism personally.
I am obviously fully in support of democracy, comma. I think that civility has taken a back seat, you know, across this country.
On her end, Black says the Department of Education can do more to reach out to parents. She and her team spared two schools that were going to be closed after hearing more community feedback. Black visits schools every week and says she's impressed.
The huge percentage of our teachers are really passionate, committed, dedicated professionals. But we need to make sure that, you know, for those who aren't, they shouldn't be in the system.
Overall, Black says her impression of the city's schools is positive.
I must admit, I have not been angry or frustrated in any school that I've been into, and I guess I've been into, give or take, around 40-something.
You haven't seen anything that's made you frustrated?
I mean, it sounds silly. Occasionally, I've seen a principal walk by some, like, crunched-up piece of paper. You know, 99% of the time, they lean down and pick it up. For me, it's about leadership at the top.
Black's own leadership style is still emerging. Mayor Bloomberg said he appointed her because of her management skills, but reporters have really only seen her in action at a few school visits and public hearings. Insiders say she's a good listener who asks a lot of questions, though some principals complain that unlike her BlackBerry-obsessed predecessor, Joel Klein, she doesn't always answer her emails. The chancellor says she tries, but with almost 1,700 schools, she also likes to delegate.
It's hard. You know, I don't have people on BlackBerries in our meetings. That's a change. You know, I think if we can focus on the subject at hand, then the meeting will be shorter. And
on policy issues, Black has clearly aligned herself with those reformers who believe unions need to make it easier to fire bad teachers. She says teacher quality is more important than class size. She agrees with those who say you can fix the schools without waiting to fix poverty.
I visited a transfer school, and these kids have come from really difficult circumstances in most cases. I was struck with the comments from them that in their neighborhood, cutting, at first I thought, oh my gosh, cutting as in, you know, a blade, but cutting to in their definition in that context was cutting school. Cutting in their neighborhood was cool. And as they went around the table, each of them said they had found a new family. When you can find like people, they're going to find a mentor, they're going to spend time with a teacher, they're going to be that flower in the field who, you know, just blooms.
Some teachers and principals have complained that it's difficult to bloom under the shadow of standardized tests. Black's own children attended private schools, which typically put much less value on testing. When asked if she thinks there's too much testing in the public schools, Black says no, so long as there's a rigorous curriculum.
It's not only about filling out some little bubble, it is about can this student write?
Which gets us back to the chancellor's main goal, improving the graduation rate and ensuring that more students are ready for college or work. Black concedes not all students are bound for college and that just getting through high school is difficult for many. Black also knows the budget is looking grim, with the mayor planning to lay off teachers. Still, she hopes to make her own mark.
I want to be remembered for educational reform, that our children graduated well-prepared for college, that they were going to have a better shot at life, that our teachers felt valued, that they were the most effective teachers in the classroom, and that our parents felt that they had a role in their children's education.
But morale is low among teachers, and many parents still doubt whether an outsider like Black is qualified to lead the schools. For Black to succeed, she'll have to prove she can do more than manage a big bureaucracy. She'll also have to connect with its people. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.